Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Wage cuts, freezes, and retrenchments are increasing amid the economic fallout from COVID-19. But if you're fortunate enough to receive a job offer, is it possible to negotiate a fair arrangement in an employer's market? While job losses are making the headlines, some companies are using this time to assess their capability gaps to build a talent pipeline for the future. Others in sectors such as healthcare, medical technology, and e-commerce are continuing to hire as demand for their products and services increases amid the crisis. Generally, while some businesses embark on future-proofing themselves, job seekers have to be even more flexible about their expectations, because during the current uncertainty, even those who are hiring are doing so cautiously. To increase your employability, Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of People Search Singapore, recommends expanding your knowledge beyond your current area of expertise and expanding your network by volunteering in professional associations or bodies. Taking on short-term contracts and projects might become the norm, and you also have to always offer to go the extra mile. Jamie explains.
Be a little bit more flexible with the job role and perhaps also the work scope and the workload. Maybe we put in another hour more every day, or to put our hands up and say that I'm willing to take on more projects if there is. After all, look at it positively. It's always good to be employed and be in the momentum and to learn, because these experiences are going to be yours uniquely in future and you're the greatest beneficiary.
However, where do you draw the line? Can you afford to do so during this crisis? Jamie recommends asking some key questions.
Some questions to ask would be, it's all right if this salary is going to be priced below market, what is expected of me? And give me a quantifiable indicator so that I know what I'm getting myself into. For example, the kind of hours I would put in. Number two is to do our best to see if we can quantify some deliverables. Like, are you expecting certain growth in sales or cost savings? Based on the employee's experience, we should be able to then see if this is something that we can achieve. So in pre-crisis, if the bar is X, then maybe now it's X plus 30% more. But of course, it's not X times 2. We also need to be very careful to not overwork ourselves and at the end, possibly not even delivering what we were hired for.
Employers on their part also need to consider that during a crisis, excellent talent could suddenly become available simply because their current employers could not afford to keep them. In such cases, you would do well to snap them up. Considering crisis conditions, you should attract such talent with realistic salaries rather than inflated ones. Employers would also do well to talk with their existing and new staff about what will happen as the economy and business recover in due time.
We should also seek the understanding of our own employees and workforce to say that during crisis time, it has called for us to have crisis measures. And when crisis is over, then how do we reinstate some of these salary benefits and that they continue to be promised that opportunity and the career growth with the organization, because it will recover.
Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of executive search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.